Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This episode of Canada Land is brought to you by the Center for Addiction and Mental Health, CAMH. There is an incredible facility right here in downtown Toronto that is helping on the front lines and is doing incredible innovative research. They are a facility that treats everybody with dignity, and they need your help. May 6th to 12th is Mental Health Week. If this matters to you, help CAMH. There's no better place for your resources. Go to camh.ca/CanadaLand and donate now. Help CAMH treat addiction and build hope. This episode of Canada Land is brought to you by Douglas, a mattress that is trusted by more than 200,000 Canadians from coast to coast to coast. It's a great mattress at a very reasonable price point. Comes with a 20-year warranty and a great deal for our listeners. Douglas is giving you a free sleep bundle with each mattress purchase. Get the sheets, pillows, mattress, and pillow protectors free with your Douglas purchase today. Visit douglas.ca/CanadaLand to claim this offer. That is douglas.ca/CanadaLand.
Hello.
Can you describe your immediate surroundings to me?
Yeah, I'm in my office / spare bedroom, I guess. I've got a desk and all my screenwriting books, and then I've got a bunch of instruments and an electronic drum kit I bought for myself for my birthday a few years ago. And then, you know, there's the couch bed, and then a workout bench with some weights that I haven't touched. And that's about it.
All right. What is the most abnormal thing that you did today?
The weirdest thing that happened to me today is I got scolded by a deputy mayor of Los Angeles for not including Funyuns in my kind of viral tweet about chips. He's not wrong. I only included chips on purpose. I didn't include other snack items. So
that's not true. You included hickory sticks.
Now, they're a potato product. I let them edge in there.
Your position is that hickory sticks are potato chips?
They're closer to chips than Funyuns, I would say.
I'm aware of this tweet where you asked people to rate potato chips and you provided a grid of choices.
Yeah, I think it's like 1.5 million have engaged with it.
I'm also aware that you chose Canadian chips, and I think that this potato non-potato binary that you're asserting now is not actually what determined inclusion.
Honestly, I was working off this other Canadian snack tweet, and a friend of mine said I should make one about chips, and another friend asked to include Old Dutch barbecue and hickory sticks, and I followed those rules and sent it to my friends. And I have to apologize for them because I linked them in a tweet. So they also have gotten 1.5 million people's preferences on chips in their notifications.
I mean, I'm talking to you because I know you and we're friends and I like talking to you. But I'm also kind of talking to you because of the chip tweet. Like, this is this is like the wave of publicity that you can expect after tweeting such a successful tweet.
That's great.
I also was upset that covered bridge potato chips were not included.
The one that got me more flack than anything, so many people were upset about the exclusion of Hawkins Cheesies that it trended in Canada.
Yeah, but they're not really good.
People seem to think they're great.
People are desperate for some little, like, oh, everyone likes Cheetos, but we have, like, ours are, they're a little bit gross. Like, they're too cheddary. There's too much shit on them.
Yeah, I've had them, I believe, but I did not think about them before I made this. But again, I was doing chips and I guess hickory sticks. So in the follow-up, maybe I'll include them.
All right, you're wise not to agree with me with that hot take. or else, my friend, it's a different sort of viral internet attention you might be receiving. What has been your most selfish deed or thought during this extended ordeal?
My most selfish thought, for sure, is just being really upset about the lack of basketball. Basketball is a big deal to my family. March Madness is a huge deal. So just like wishing that March Madness was still happening, you know, selfishly, I wish they were still doing it. And even the NBA, like every day I kind of want them to announce that they're going to go take all the 450 players, put them in a quarantined village, and they can play out the season in one arena. And that's not fair, you know, take them away from their families like that. But like, for me, maybe they could do it.
It's a fairly standardized list of questions, but I'm going to add one. What is March Madness?
Yeah, March Madness is the NCAA, the American College Championship. So it's 64 teams, or 68 if you include the play-in round, and single elimination. So every game, every team's season is on the line. And for a lot of the players, it's the last time they'll ever play basketball.
They're probably still allowed to play basketball afterwards.
But not professionally or even competitively, a lot of them. They just like, that's kind of the end of their careers. And it's their last game and maybe they can win. And anyway, it's great TV and it's great basketball.
Matt, name something that gave you pleasure today.
I've been surprised through this whole thing how much pleasure I've gotten from work and from writing. There are a lot of writers who like being writers but don't like writing. And a lot of times when I'm writing, the writing is the work, and there's other stuff around me to distract me and escape into, and reading the whole internet or go seeing friends or playing sports or whatever. And what I'm finding right now is that the creative work actually feels like an escape, and I'm having fun playing in the writing, and that's just kind of, you know, a nice surprise.
You were a writer. You were the showrunner for the most recent iteration of Degrassi for many years.
Yeah, one of the senior writers. Yeah.
I have to imagine homeschooling would make a show like Degrassi pretty difficult if everyone was homeschooled under quarantine.
You know, we did everything on Degrassi. I was there for 300 or 400 episodes, and we got to tell every story I wanted to tell. And the one story that I pitched every year that we didn't get to do was a quarantine episode.
Fuck you.
Totally. I pitched it. It's on the board every year. I could show you the whiteboards I wanted to do.
You have documentation that you pitched quarantine Degrassi
every
year.
I wanted to do like some kind of, I don't know, meningitis or whatever, and they've got to stay in the gym until they're cleared. I wanted to do it every year, and we just never could make it work.
And in your treatment, they're all quarantined in the gym like in China, and they're all like that. That was, they're not at home like bugging their parents for more screen time. They're all together having teenage drama.
Yeah, it would have been like a bottle episode where a few of them have been exposed to something and they've got to wait for the, you know, the test that takes a number of hours. And in the meantime, a lot of unlikely people are trapped together and they've got to deal with their dramas and, you know, well, how did you catch it? Or were you kissing this person? And, you know, I thought it'd be pretty fun.
What is something, Matt, that you feel might never be the same after this?
I come from a family of working people, of like teachers and farmers and healthcare workers. And what I hope is going to change is that people start appreciating that work more going forward. And it feels like you can see the ground shifting in that regard. And that, you know, after this, we're going to value different kinds of work. We're going to raise minimum wages and maybe strengthen unions again. And I hope that that's the change after this, that we just appreciate the work of people who we rely on every day.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.